Thanks, Shillers.
Hey, Scott, this is Miles with RDI Diamonds. How are you doing today?
I'm good, and you?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. I just wanted to reach out, given that Valentine's Day is next weekend. Wanted to see what your store generally looks for during Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'm pretty good right now. We're all stocked up, ready to go.
Hey, that's good to hear. You're prepared for it. What do customers generally look for during Valentine's?
Just little, like, heart-shaped necklaces, things like that.
Okay. Have you had any fun custom orders recently for them?
No.
No? So it's mostly just been jewelry that you've been selling lately?
Yep. I haven't had anybody actually. I haven't had a request for a large natural stone in 8 months. Everybody that we've customized for is gone with lab. Isn't that crazy?
It is a little bit crazy. I've been hearing that.
It blows my mind, but hell, they're so cheap. It's, how can you not, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that
one. I put a 1.50 carat VS1 E color. Mm-hmm. I got it in the other day for somebody, and it was $399.
For just the stone or for the entire thing?
Just for the stone. Isn't that nuts?
Okay. That is crazy.
It's just like, well, you know, I guess the diamond industry is over with.
No, I don't think it's over yet, because I've been hearing more and more stores are starting to push more towards the natural because lab has been dropping so heavily. So
I wish to God people would buy naturals. I have a store plumb full of naturals that I can't move. Everybody wants the labs, the big labs now.
That's not the first time I've heard that. And then I know it's going to come by. I know sooner versus later it's going to start trending toward natural just because eventually, like, my personal theory is that labs get turned into glass. And you probably could pay a dollar for it at some point just because you can get it everywhere. So I know it'll eventually start pushing more towards the naturals. And since you have a store full of it, you'll be prepared for it.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, out of curiosity, are you able to trade your diamonds back in exchange for other things that can sell better out of curiosity with your supply?
What would you trade them for?
Different diamonds, different popular stones, like, let's say, for example, you needed a marquee that you don't have in stock. Are you able to take the natural diamonds you currently have to trade it in for a marquee?
I don't know.
You don't know? You got it?
Unless you guys want to do that. You want to do that?
We can do that. That's your title. We got to bring that up. So with our inventory, anything you buy from us is always able to be traded for a different stone. Doesn't matter shape, doesn't matter the size. We get full flexibility with that. The only requirements are that the stone that you're trading it for just needs to be $1 more than the original stone, and it's undamaged.
It sounds like a good plan and everything, but like I said, I have not had a single request for a natural stone. I think they were on a roll there. They counted the last 38 bridal sets that we did. The last 38 of them, I think, were all... They all wanted lab, and believe it or not, some of them even chose moissanite over lab.
Really?
Simply because it was the price point, yeah. I don't know what's going on, but no one wants diamonds anymore.
That's crazy. Let's say we.
As a matter of fact, I had a guy call me from Mid-South Diamond Buyers the other day, and I'm thinking about boxing up all of my naturals and just going ahead and shipping them to him because he said that he would make us an offer on them, so I thought, well, why not, you know?
Yeah, just might as well.
Get them out of here.
Yeah.
If I could, you know, sell them for a quick $50,000, $75,000 or something like that, get them gone and just go all lab from now on.
Yeah, like I said, that could be a good strategy. I would hesitate on that just because, again, I do know that the natural will start to come back. We've been seeing it across stores all over the U.S. that we work with. Some stores are starting to shift back towards the natural. So it may take a while, but I do know that it will happen for you. So that is something that you can just keep in your back pocket, just so you are aware of that.
Yeah, but I can turn it into cash now. So, I talked to him. I'm gonna make a list of what I don't need. Well, I got another call coming in. Thank you.
No problem, Brett Scott. Appreciate it.